Two of the earliest major sites in the development of world order were Sumer in Mesopotamia and Egypt in Africa. Neither was an isolated entity. Though they were distinct civilizations that developed in different ways, they shared some features and were connected to each other and to neighboring states. For our purposes, they are important because they invented some of the ideas and practices that constituted the first world orders. The diplomatic, economic, and cultural arrangements that ensured stability and peace in relations among a far-flung group of people and states. Sumer, the earlier of the two civilizations, emerged in the 4th millennium BC. It was located in the southern part of Mesopotamia, literally between rivers in Greek. In this case, the Tigris and Euphrates. The Mesopotamia region would see the rise of other political centers to the north, Akkad, Assyria, and Babylon among them. But these emerged after Sumer's decline in the late 2nd millennium BC. In many ways, these subsequent civilizations carried the legacy of Sumer, helping to establish some of the first foundations of world order. The emergence of Egypt's civilization followed Sumer's with the unification of the country by King Narmer, also known as Menes, who conquered Lower Egypt, that is, the area of the Nile Delta leading to the Mediterranean, roughly around 3150 BC. The two civilizations coexisted for some time before Sumer collapsed, and then Egypt continued over the centuries through what historians call the Middle Kingdom and the New Kingdom, each of them separated by periods of instability. While Egypt connected Asia and Africa and absorbed cultural and political influences from both, African elements might have been more foundational than Asian ones to the birth of its civilization and political order. It is easier to prove that ancient Egypt was African than to prove that ancient Greece was European, one historian has written. Among the southern influences on Egypt was the idea of the divine authority of rulers, one of history's most important political belief systems. Divine kingship also emerged in Sumer, and it is possible, as historian William McNeil contends, that Sumer in its late period might have gotten the idea from Egypt. Egypt itself might have taken the concept of divine rule from its southern neighbors, especially Nubia. Nubian ideas of authority, such as the personal sacredness of the ruler, which goes back to the 4th millennium BC and was not yet found elsewhere in the